We've talked at length, Cordell, about this Ravens roster, and most people think that this is the best roster in the NFL. There are some who think this is the best roster in Ravens history. So what that means is this is going to be a really tough club to make, you know, especially for UFAs, undrafted free agents. The Ravens are famous for having at least one every year. Mm-hmm. That's going to be tough. Some of the lower level or round draft picks, it's going to be tough. What are some battles going on right now we should be watching?
Well, not many. The kicker battle was one of them, and even that one, like I said earlier, I think everybody knew that Tyler Loop was the bet and favorite, but that ended earlier than I think a lot of us expected. The left guard battle, that's been one to watch between Ben Cleveland and Andrew Voorhees. And I asked John after practice, what was that, Saturday, about that left guard battle. And he did say Voorhees is in the lead. Cleveland didn't get off to a great start at camp. Voorhees has been consistent. Cleveland's been getting better as of late. But right now, they in their mind, 72 is the guy. They've been alternating opportunities for those guys in practice, but it does seem like that's Voorhees' job to lose. Outside of that, you got the punt return battle. They did draft LaJonte Wester out of Colorado this year.
Yeah.
I think, look, they drafted him to be the punt returner, so I do think they're going to give him every opportunity. Dayton Wade is probably a sneaky guy to watch in that battle as well. Still, Tylan Wallace also, but you know, for a guy like Wade, the only way he makes this team is if he wins that punt return job. Right. That might be the case for Wester, too. I'm curious to see what they do with Wester. I think they'd love to put him on the practice squad if he doesn't win the punt return job. But if I'm betting right now, I would say he probably does win it. A lot would have to go wrong for him to not get that job. Other than that, I think everything else is kind of set in stone.
Interesting thing. I was listening closely to you just now, and all those positions and all those battles you mentioned, none of them are on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, not really. I mean, I wouldn't expect a lot of linebackers on the field this year. Obviously, their secondary looks like it's going to be a big strength of theirs, and they're going to show that during the games. So I think what you're going to get on defense, you're going to get a lot of situational guys like Mike Green, for instance. You know, Mike Green may not be a quote-unquote starter, but you'll see him out there on third downs.
Right.
You'll see him out there on second and long. So I think that's what you'll see. You'll see some of these depth safety guys get out there on some third and long situations when they want to go three safeties out there. So it may not be position battles. I think they're looking for guys that they can put out there in certain situations.
Well,
now,
also, if you're a defensive player, you better be willing to play special teams.
Yeah.
That's going
to
be your
you
route,
have
right?
To. You have to be able to play special teams. You think back to like Patrick Queen, who was a day one starter as a linebacker. He was also a day one starter on special teams as well. So special teams has always been the way to John Harbaugh's heart, and that hasn't changed.
They had a player, you might remember him, Adalis Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
He weighed 280. And I remember they used to put him out at gunner.
Yeah.
280-pound gunner running down the field, you know. Earlier, you mentioned Ben Cleveland. They've been very patient with Ben Cleveland. He's been around a while. In fact, mm-hmm. he got a second contract out of them, which surprised a lot of people. But somehow, Cordell, if Voorhees is ahead of him right now, I wouldn't be surprised if they released him.
Well, the thing about Ben Cleveland is what he has going in his favor right now is they don't have a lot of offensive line depth. And so they do need as many bodies as possible. Emory Jones right now, the guy that they drafted this year, he still hasn't even gotten on the field yet. And we asked John for an update yesterday. He's still in wait-and-see mode. He's waiting for the doctors to clear him. So
that sounds like a red shirt to me.
Yeah, most likely. It wouldn't shock me if we see him on IR at some point going into the start of the season. But I think Cleveland has that in his favor. And also, he's good on special teams, like we just mentioned, on field goal block. He's kind of a building out there. He's so big, he literally is able to set up shop and nobody can run through him. So he has some qualities. And to his credit, he may not be a great practice player, but his game film is a little bit of a surprise when you watch Ben Cleveland. So I do think they'll try to keep him around for some depth because they don't have much of it.
As long as the tush pusher's around, he's got value. Because he does. He blocks out the sun. Mm-hmm. You know, he's a big, big dude from down there in Georgia. Keaton Mitchell. The running backs were a strength of this team last year. They got great snaps out of both of those guys. What is Keaton Mitchell's role here as you see it?
You know, I think Keaton, it would be great if he wins that kick returner role. And he's talked about that openly. He wants to have kind of this Devin Hester impact on the Ravens special teams, that'd be great. You know, we look at how good their offense should be, how good their defense should be. If they can have an elite returner back there on kickoffs, and I would expect there to be a lot of returns on kickoff this year, because how many teams want to allow opposing offenses to start at the 35-yard line? Not many. So if he is able to be back there and get the ball in his hands, watch out. Keaton Speed is definitely back. And I think anybody that was at the stadium practice yesterday, you got to see it. He scored, I think, two touchdowns, one on a nice run that he bounced out, another one where maybe he wouldn't have scored a touchdown, but he definitely broke it out for a couple, for like a 20-yard gain. So I've been impressed with Keaton. It's going to be tough for him to get some snaps on offense. Derrick Henry's obviously there. Justice Hill was great for them last year.
Man, oh man.
As a receiver on third down, even as a pass blocker at times as well. And he's just a high IQ football player. So I do think they want to get him out there as much as possible. And Keaton may have to take the scraps. But the good thing for Keaton is he's shown in his, you know, young career, he can be an efficient runner. So if Keaton is only getting 2 to 3 carries, maybe one of them goes for 10-plus yards. So you'll take that, but I think he's going to make his money this year on special teams.
You know, we're sitting here talking about this, and we sound like we're PR hacks for the Ravens, but it's hard to find negatives out there right now, isn't it?
I mean, when they're good, they're good.
Yeah.
You can't argue. And I mean, they have question marks. Special teams is definitely a huge question mark for them this year. Rookie kicker, their punter hasn't been the most consistent. Jordan Stout.
Yeah.
He hasn't been great. And look, they just literally drafted a rookie to be their punt returner because they didn't have one at all last year, despite trotting out like 4 or 5 different guys. So, and penalties were a major issue for them last year.
That's been
an issue for them so far in camp. So there are little knickknacks you could throw at this team, but overall, no doubt, I mean, they're a really good football team.
Here's a big coincidence. Stout and Loop, it's their birthday.
I saw
today.
That.
They share
that.
A birthday.
Yeah, I mean, how could you not be on the same page? You were born on the same day.
It's amazing. I don't know if I ever told you when we first saw Justin Tucker. They had a weekend morning practice, and we all had to go out and cover it, and none of us know who he is. The skinny guy wearing number 6, and he's booming things from 65 yards. And we called Chad Steele over, and we said, Chad, who's number 6? And he looks at his list, and he said, you know, I don't know. So he ran in a building, and he came back out, and he's reading off a piece of paper. His name's Justin Tucker. He went to University of Texas, and that's how he started his career. You talk about humble beginnings,
right.
You know? All right, stick around. Much more of the Vinny and Haney Show coming up.